Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Forging the Path. This is a podcast that's all about empowering men to become who God created us to be. And I got to sit down with my dad the other day, and he shared with me his top three verses from Scripture and why they spoke to him in such a profound way. So in three parts, I wanted to share those conversations with you between a father and his son about the Word of God. Before we get into that, just a real quick thank you to our sponsors, Matt Austin at Goosehead Insurance, Ray at S2F Installation, Tom, Phantom Creek Builders, Michael Creed Team at Luminate Home Loans, and Zastro Family Real Estate, powered by Realty Executives Integrity. Thank you all. The show couldn't exist without you, and I want to encourage our audience to check them out at our website, forgingthepath.org. All right, now on to the show, Father-Son Bible Study, Session 1. Here we go. All right, the verse for this episode, Father-Son Bible Study, is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight." So, Dad, what do you got with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6? What are your insights? Why is this verse one of your favorites?
Yeah, this has been my favorite verse for, I would say, most of my adult life. And, you know, I probably discovered it about the time I got serious about reading the Bible, which I would say was in my early 20s. And, you know, not so coincidentally with becoming a new father and having a family. And you know how that tends to make you feel more responsible and accountable and changes your life, right?
It does. It changes a man, so becoming a dad.
Yeah. So, you know, as you go from, and in my case, as I went from teenage years that were not so great, and some rough family experiences growing up, to a time when, you know, I wanted to kind of rededicate myself to following the Lord, I came across this passage and read it several times. You know, as far as making it my life verse, and I do consider this my life verse, can't say exactly when that happened, but like I said, probably mid-20s or so in that time period. And it just made so much sense because it encapsulates a lot of other passages and kind of the whole thought of what your walk is as a Christian, as a Jesus follower.
Mm-hmm. What do you think it practically looks like to not lean on your own understanding?
Sure. So, you know, you can apply this. I can apply this today just as I could back when I decided I liked the verse, because we always, our natural tendency is to lean on our own understanding.
Right.
That goes without saying. Like, just because you're a follower of Jesus doesn't mean you don't have fleshly desires or selfish desires. That takes a lifetime. We never really arrive, do we?
Not on this side.
No.
Yeah.
So it's a process, and the more you want to follow the Lord, it just makes sense to not lean on your own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you do that? It's a daily walk. It's every decision you make every day, and it's every time that you know you connect with the Lord again. It's every sermon you hear that inspires you. It's every worship song that brings you close again. And so every positive spiritual experience you have, you kind of rediscover that truth and just come back to the same basic understanding that if I try to do this myself, there's a good chance I'm going to go in the wrong direction.
Oh,
There's a high probability.
that's a quotable line. Yeah,
that I'm going to go in my own direction, right, and it might not be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to constantly remind myself that I have to, you know, lean not on my understanding. I have to seek the Lord in all things.
Yeah.
So, what does that look like? You get up in the morning, you pray. You know, you pray before you go to bed. You pray in church. You pray with other believers in group settings. You get a prayer list, a request. Someone's sick. Someone's going through a situation. You're praying and you're seeking the Lord and you're asking for His will.
Yeah.
Or His will to be accomplished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Prayer is not just something we do. It's who we are. It's like breathing.
Right.
For the Christian.
Yeah.
If you try to live the Christian life without breathing, well, that's not trusting in the Lord with all your heart, and it certainly is leaning on your own understanding. So I like that you're emphasizing pray first and foremost as a practical way to apply this verse.
Pray and read the scripture. Mm. So I've developed a habit of the first thing I do every morning, well, after I make coffee, is to read some scripture. So for several years now, I've been able to maintain the habit of reading scripture first thing every morning.
Yeah.
Before work, before email, before text, before I turn my phone on.
Ooh, now you're speaking to some people in the audience.
Yeah.
So reach for the Bible instead of your phone first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I don't turn the phone on, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying never, okay, because there might be a day when I'm expecting something critical to come in, but not very often.
Yeah. Don't be legalistic about any of this, guys who are listening. I mean, these are just healthy habits and disciplines that will help you grow. But yeah, of course, there's going to be days or times where, something is an emergency or urgent. So pray all the time, as much as you can, with people, alone, and then read the scripture. Preferably start your day in the Word. That's a great way, it's the best way to start your day. Coffee and Bible, come on. anything else you would add on to as a practical way of applying this verse? I think those are the best two.
Wait on the Lord sometimes. Mm. That would be another thing. You don't always get an answer immediately or an impression.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's pray, and sometimes you find the answer in Scripture. It goes with trying to acquire a good basic Bible knowledge too. How do we know God's will? Well, it's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
That should always be the first answer. Read the Bible. What is mm-hmm. God's will? What is God's will for my life? In a general sense, like a lot of people have said, He's not necessarily going to tell you which job to take or who to marry or which house to buy. Maybe He will. Mm-hmm. I've heard plenty of testimonies for those answers to questions, but I'd say you can't really wait for that for every daily decision. So it helps to have the overall breadth of Scripture under your belt and build on that a little bit every day so you know how to make good life decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. That's really great. Let's end with this. What does it mean that God will make your paths straight? Because that's a promise. And I love this verse. It's a little bit conditional. Like, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What does that look like?
Well, so as you said that, the acknowledge part kind of jumped out at me. Mm. And that kind of begs the question, what is our witness to other people, to your spouse, to your kids, to your grandkids? What do they think of? What do they see in you? What's your witness to other people? Am I acknowledging Him in all my ways? Am I doing something or saying something that people of faith would question and say, "Huh?
Mm.
Is that a good thing to say or do?" So, are we walking the walk as well as talking the talk?
Ooh, that's a good challenge. It's a walk in the walk.
Yeah, it's a daily challenge.
Are you acknowledging Him in all your ways? Like if someone accused you of being a man of faith or a Christian man, would that hold up?
So
is there enough evidence to convict you?
So back when Ethan was going to St. John's.
Yeah.
I think it was Mr. Lights that had a banner up on the wall that said, if someone accused you of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you?
Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of that, you know, line of thinking.
Yeah. There's a lot of closet Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And men, I think, especially struggle with that a little bit.
Sure.
I understand some of the tension. You know, you might have an office job or a sales job that you got to hold, and so you can't go walking around every day talking about Jesus and the Bible. That's not wise. But are you asking the Lord for opportunities on your break, after work hours? Are you looking for possible ways you can still let your light shine?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a challenging thing.
Looking for those cracks in the conversation that you can turn things to a spiritual matter if the situation's right.
Yeah.
And again, in sales or, you know, or relationship situation, you may not be able to do that easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, and to your first point, it often goes back to prayer. Are you praying for your coworkers? Are you praying for opportunities to, you know, to share a little bit with them, and it maybe, you know, finding ways to be a witness.
Right.
That's cool. So yeah, and why, Dad, why do we, especially in today's culture, why do we want our paths straight?
Well, because it doesn't, all you have to do is look around a little bit and look at the world around us.
The enemy's going to try and take you every which way.
Yeah.
Guys, listen up. The enemy is constantly working. He's prowling around like a roaring lion. He wants to distract you. Wants you to go a little to the left, a little to the right. Jesus said the way is narrow and few people find it. And so we want our life to be of such holiness and integrity that we honor him. And the way to do that is right here in Proverbs 3.
I was just telling a younger guy at church on Sunday that in America, we used to have cultural Christianity. When I grew up in the 60s, and it was probably even more so in the 50s, that America was mostly a Christian nation. And there's a lot of debate about, is America a Christian nation?
Right.
And so in a way, it was, because most Americans were believers.
Right.
At one time, okay? And over time, that's kind of shifted away as we've gotten away from God as a whole, as a society or as a nation. But when there was cultural Christianity, and there's not anymore, I think we are completely on the backside of that.
I would agree, yeah.
Where it, postmodernism or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But so it was easier then to not stray because there was more accountability and more expectation from people to behave and live in a certain way. And now it's like anything goes.
Yeah, yeah. We could use a little repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a good verse then to help get us there as an individual, but also as a community, as a family, and as a country. One more time, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight.